Now we're going to do something we've never, ever done before on the all-live Top of the Pops. We're going to play part of a record.
Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello.
And right now, we're going to say hello to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Now, that number, Penny Lane, failed to make number one in Britain, fellas. Did you feel at all put out by that?
No, The main thing is it's fine if you're kept sort of from being number one by sort of a record like Release Me. Because you're not trying to do the same kind of thing as Release Me is trying to do, you know. Yeah. So that's a completely different scene altogether, that kind of thing.
But you have.
So it doesn't really matter anyway.
But you have in the past said, or at least been reported as having said, that in the event of a record not going to number one, you'd seriously think about packing it all in. Do you feel like that?
Well, John packed it in, actually, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're trying to persuade him to stay with the group at the moment. That's I don't want to start any rumours in the States or anything, but...
Pity.
You're right, Richie.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blinded as they make their way across the universe.
Change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
The thing is, I mean, you've obviously reached a stage where you don't have to write any more songs for any reason at all other than you like doing it, so...
But it's always been like that. That's the good thing.
Yeah?
That's the, you know, because it has been a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is, you know. Yeah. Mind you, it gets around about the time when you're doing an LP and you've got to start working. It gets like a job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do it in your time off anyway, so it is a hobby.
Right.
You know, so it'll go on forever, probably.
Good.
Do you think it's going to give you a problem getting back into the United States? Where
well, I hope
home?
Not. I jolly well hope not.
Do you think somebody shopped you?
Who shopped you?
I've no idea, gentlemen.
Who shopped you in the church?
I've no idea.
Did you have trouble getting through the customs here?
What a good stuff.
Oh, no, get out of here.
Hey, can we get one thing straight? That whatever you think and whatever you think I've done, this, I'm telling you, this substance, cannabis, is a whole lot less harmful than rum punch, whiskey, nicotine, and glue, all of which are perfectly legal.
What about your children?
I would like to see it decriminalized, because I don't think, in the privacy of my own room, I was doing anyone any harm whatsoever.
Did you think they'd send you to
drugs?
Are you?
I don't take drugs. I never Good. Have taken drugs. Are you Good. Going to?
No.
Were you worried about being
never
sent?
Again. Never
Were you
again.
Worried about being
I love you all dearly. Goodbye.
Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Very twee, very me, any sunny morning. What a pleasure it would be, chatting so delightfully. And Nanny makes fairy cakes every Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree, lines of hollyhocks and roses. Listen most attentively. Do you know the game croquet? Peradventure we might play. Very gay, hip hooray, any sunny morning. As a rule, the church bells chime when it's almost supper time. Nanny bakes fairy cakes on a Sunday morning.
Bloody little mic out of the way.
Don't be nervous, John. Don't be nervous.
That boy took my love away. He'll regret it someday. This boy wants
you back again. That boy.
I was thinking of that. That boy. I just went dead loud.
Oh, come on.
Stirrups any minute.
That boy took my love away. He'll regret it someday, but this boy wants you back again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again. You back again. This boy, this boy.
Can you, without giving away any trade secrets, tell us anything about the numbers that you're engaged on at the moment for this new album that you're working on?
Oh, we've done about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done about 9 or 10. And there's a couple of strange ones, a couple of happy-go-lucky northern songs.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of
whimsical, you know, folk...
medieval guitar.
Folk rock.
Mm-hmm. Have you this time augmented again? Use any strange lineups at all?
Yeah, we've used sort of things that... on us, you know,
mm-hmm.
quite a bit.
We used the monkeys on a few of the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't go along with the TV series that we had planned for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Has George written anything this time?
Oh, yeah, he's done a great one.
Yeah.
Great one.
Now I watch you sitting there, seen the passers-by all stir, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about apples, girl. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. How it's been a long, long time. Now you've been on my mind, my apple scrubs. Apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you. Apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you. Apple in the fog and in the rain, through the pleasures and the pain. On the step outside you stand, with your flowers in your hands, my apple scrub. While the years they come and go, but your love must surely show that beyond all time and space, we're together face to face, my apple scrub.
Sunglasses now, as if he needed them today, and waving to the crowd as gaily as possible. Young Paul, as ever the life of the party, was clowning for the crowd and grinning madly and waving furiously as though it was just like an ordinary everyday affair. Ringo is standing back and giving an occasional wave. He looks rather blue, I might add. He's shuddering and rubbing himself, and the boys are rubbing each other's arms and flapping themselves as though there are a couple of penguins fresh from the Antarctic. But just listen to them all. Just hear it. You might just have heard Paul say, "Hello, everybody, how are you?" The only audible thing we've heard so far. Now, Ringo's going to cover it. Couldn't hear a thing Ringo said, but he shook his bushy head and his hair flopped around everywhere, and that was enough for the fans, and they went mad once again.
And here are those four Beatles, up to some no-good monkey business.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mail, never fail at the mail, you'd come a rock man. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Sandler talking to me, trying to roll me up a creek so you can buy a contract, you can pay me next week. Ow! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hook on me to marry, settle down, get a home, write a book. Ow! Too much monkey business. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, fight the wind to check the tire, check the auto dollar gas pump. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to get involved again. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overruled. Ah, look out kids, something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. Too much monkey business for me to get involved.
And is touring now completely out everywhere?
I reckon so, yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're working on an act where we run on in brightly coloured suits and switch on five tapes.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And then we do a juggling act at the front of the stage while these tapes play Beatle melodies.
Yeah. Why is it, I don't know why this microphone sounds so, you balmy, because when I was talking to John earlier, he was quite serious and said, no, no more tours.
No, well, that's the only possibility. You
I mean,
never know,
asked,
you know.
No more tours, no more She Loves Yous, you know. Hmm. But I mean, going on with a million tape recorders and a brightly coloured suit, well, that's not, that's something else, you know.
Well, no more big tours of America or around the world or...
No.
I don't think so. Not in the same kind of pattern.
No.
As we've been doing so far, anyway.
Would you say they're screaming more or less this time than last time?
A lot less. A lot less, man. They used to break the microphone. What? They used to charge the platform. They couldn't hold them back.
There used to be too many to hold back.
My sister went when they were at Forest Hills. She said she couldn't hear anything, but they were so loud.
Tell me what's happening down there.
A kid just jumped on the field and they can't get him off.
They're all over the place. They can't stop him.
They're coming all over. If all these fans ever charge, they never hold them back. Mostly the boys are jumping on the field now. The girls are standing in their seats. The boys are going crazy.
The boys just want to be a big hit to the girlfriends, that's all. So they go.
Half of the boys who just jumped in, about three girls and about eight boys.
What would they do if they got up to him anyway?
The new Beatle album, we've got it, and nobody else in the whole Pittsburgh area has it. It's going to be called Rubber Soul in England. It's a new, we're not sure that's going to be the name of the Beatle album when it comes out here in America, but in England it's called Rubber Soul, S-O-U-L. And they have soul, too. From Coca-Cola, we're going to give away the top five songs, too. But right now, back to the Beatles. It's Only Love.
I get high when I see you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies. Butterfly, why am I so shy? When I'm beside you, it's only love, and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love, and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Is it right that you and I should fight every night? Just the sight of you makes nighttime bright, very bright. Haven't I the right to make it up, girl? It's only love, and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love, and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you, loving you.
I know I was on the air one night here on WMLF, and we had the record very early. As a matter of fact, one of the very first in the nation. And I played I Want to Hold Your Hand, and everyone knew right away what a great big hit it was.
Well, thanks for putting it on anyway. I'll hand you over to the young man.
Ringo, many thanks. Nice talking to you. Oh, Johnny, you resting up any?
Well, we're getting a bit of rest, you know, in between.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the American sights.
We are, yes.
I can tell you, everyone here in Syracuse will be watching for you on TV tomorrow night.
Okay.
John! Did you ever think that all this could ever happen to you?
No, never for all of them.
John, have you got a couple words to say to our WMLF listeners right now?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank anybody who's bought the records and anybody who hasn't gone and buy them. And it's just great to be over here.
Right, John. And listen, just one more word. Make sure that George is feeling better, okay?
Yeah, we're keeping him in bed now. We're all going out to eat, but he's going to stay in.
Right. And one final bit then. There have been reports in the last week or two about you writing this musical we've been hearing about for years. True or false?
False, I think.
False, yeah.
False?
False.
Oh, my, you're not going to do it.
I don't think so.
Unless it was a musical with 1,000 tape recorders and brightly coloured costumes.
Yes,
and
yeah,
like that.
We're no nearer then, projected musical.
No, we're not going to write that.
All of those kind of things, though, you know, we might do in the next few years, you know, but this is the idea, to give us a chance to try other things, you know, but we don't know what they're going to be yet.
Yeah. But you are going to go on
writing. Oh, there's going to be a lot more other things, you know, but we want to make them sort of different, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Brian.
Well, thanks for giving us the facts.
It's a pleasure.
Right, man.
Thank you.
Penny Lane is in my ear and in my heart. Beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and dream wild. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eyes. Beneath the blue. Suburban skies. Anyway.
as unpredictable as ever, the Beatles.